Beginning the current daf, Mesechtes Chagiga Davav, begin on the bottom line of Hamad Beis, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our opening Mishnah, of our Perek HaMesechta, discussing how Kol Chayobin said everyone's obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, but we said there are certain exceptions, and one of them was that of a katan. So in that our Mishnah had qualified as a katan, what's considered a minor that is exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of peering by the Beis HaMikdash to bring his oilus Re'iyah, is Koshe in Yochel Lirkabah Kasif Vishalav. If he cannot ride on the shoulder of his father, then he's too young even for the obligation of the chinuch, which Beis Hillel actually said the age is to hold onto his father's hand, which is more of a leniency. Even if he's old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, he has to be old enough to actually hold his hand and walk up the Temple Mount to the Beis HaMikdash. But Maskevel Reb Zeir, Zeir asks on this qualification of the halacha of our Mishnah, as we continue to have a vav and aleph. He says, Ad hocha manase. Up until this point, who brought the child till Yerushalayim? In other words, you're discussing who's going to take him from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, but obviously he could be without his mother by the fact that he came to Yerushalayim. So obviously he's old enough to hold his father's hands to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis to have the mitzvah of chinuch, because how else did he get to Yerushalayim? So what are you qualifying this of this age of riding the shoulder? What do you mean riding the shoulder? How do you get to Yerushalayim in the first place? So Amar HaBayis says no. The mother, where is she in this whole picture? She is obligated in the mitzvah of joy to do a lila regal to rejoice on the Yom Tov with her husband. Because for the mitzvah of simcha, women are commanded, as the pasuk says, which there's an obligation for them to be part of the joy. So I see se ime. So that we have no problem. We know how the child got to Yerushalayim, because the mother brought him. But it's Mikan ve'elech, it's from this point on, from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis, the mother has no obligation to appear in the Temple Mount. She doesn't have the mitzvah of Re'iyah, as the Mishnah said, one of the exceptions is Nashim. That's where we have, Em Yochalalus ve'leches b'yod yishalav, from Yerushalayim, Har HaBayis, but he still says, look, if he could hold his father's hand and walk up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, then he's chayv, but if not, potter, and he's exempt. But then you ask me, what do you mean, how did he get here then? That's not a problem because the mother brought him. But from here on, that's where we have the machlekes, if it's riding on the shoulder or holding the father's hand. Now, Heshev Rebbe Tachas Basil. Rebbe responded to support the opinion of Basil, Ladivi Bishamai, to contradict that of Bishamai, which Bishamai said it's the age enough to be riding on the shoulder. Whereas Basil says you have to be older to be mechuyiv in this chinuch of the Re'iyah. It has to be that you can hold the father's hand. Because he brought a pasuk at Shmuel Aleph. It says, V'chana loy olasa, Chana did not go up to Shiloh by the Yomtim, ki amrelisha, because she said to her husband, Ad yigomel hanar vavyeisam, until the child finishes weaning, the nursing, and then I'm going to bring him, which is after 24 months, when the child ceases to nurse. Now, v'hashmul, diyochalir kabakasif, v'shalav hava, as Taisa explains, Shmuel was already old enough to ride on his father's shoulders, to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, and for sure, to go from Shiloh to the Mishkan, which is not as steep as the Temple Mount, yet he's not old enough to hold his father's hand. He was in that age bracket. So what is Chana saying? That I'm not bringing him, he's not old enough. What do you mean? According to Bishami, he's old enough to be mechuyev already because he could ride on his father's shoulders. So Amalei Avua, so the father of Rebbe said to Rebbe, he says, Tamech, according to your reasoning that you're proving that you see that Shmuel was exempt, well, tikshu l'chana gufa. But then you have a difficulty with Chana herself. Mila mechayava besimcha, as we just mentioned before, isn't she obligated at least in the midst of simcha of coming to Shiloh? She doesn't have to come to the actual Mishkan, but she has to come to Shiloh to be there with her husband for the yomtiv. Rather, there's no raya from Shmuel, just like there's no raya from her mother Chana. Rather, Chana mifan kusa yiseidasa chazer bebe Shmuel. Chana saw by her son Shmuel that he was very delicate. She was concerned for some Shmuel for getting sick on the travel. So there's no raya from over here to disprove this Beis Shammai, because it could be that yes, one is mechuyev if he could ride on the shoulders. The reason why she didn't take Shmuel, just like she didn't go herself, was because she didn't want to get her son sick in all this traveling. Now, Bar Shimon asked the following question. Continue on this theme regarding a minor. According to Beis Shammai, if you have a minor that's lame, why are we asking specifically according to Beis Shammai? Because according to Beis Hillel, we wouldn't have a question at all. Of course there's no chiyuv of chinuch for such a child. Because we say that you don't train the child for holding his father's hands and going up to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, because such an individual can't, because he's lame. So obviously, we're not being mechanachim. But according, because you have to be old enough to walk, and he can't walk, can't hold his father's hand. But the question is, according to the school of Shammai, that hold that the Chivah Chinuch starts when he could ride on his father's shoulders. So a child that's lame could ride on his father's shoulders. So what's the halacha with Rabbi Chivah of Chinuch of such a child? And so to Besumo, the Dibish name, a blind child, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where a blind child could hold his father's hands and walk up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Ma would halacha be, is the Rechiv of Chinuch in these two cases or not? So the Gemara explains what the question is. Hey Chidami, well what's the case? Ilema b'chiger, if we're talking about a lame child, she'en yochel ispasha, that will never end up getting healed at any point in time, and b'sumah she'en yochel ispater, and he's a blind person that's never going to end up being able to see. Well, hashta, now if God will pater, if an adult that will always be lame and will always be blind is going to be exempt, so katan mibayah, do we have a question regarding a minor? What do you mean? The whole halacha of chinuch by a minor is only to conduct him so that when he ends up becoming an adult, he'll follow in those same ways. But since such a person will be exempt even when he's an adult, because asum is a part of a mitzvah, and chigur is part of a mitzvah of ri'ah, so why would I do a chinuch on a child? So obviously, they wouldn't be in the chinuch in that situation. So says Gemara, late tzricha, no, it's necessary in the case b'chiga sheyochel ispasha. We're talking about just right now the child's lame, but he's going to end up getting healed. Or b'suma sheyochel ispater, we're talking about that he's blind right now, but he will end up getting his eyesight healed before he becomes an adult. That's the question. What's the halacha? Do we say that the chiv of chinuch applies or not? So Mabaye says as follows. He says, kol hecha de godol mechai mederaisa, any situation where the adult, if this person was an adult right now, would be biblically obligated, then kot name mechanchino le mederban, so then rabbinically we also train the child in that mitzvah. But kol hecha de godol mechai mederaisa, wherever in this situation an adult would be biblically exempt, mederaban, and kot name potes, then rabbinically the child's also going to be exempt, and therefore in these situations, although, yeah, there's a purpose for the chinuch, ultimately he will be a bar chayuba, he will not be blind and he won't be lame, but right now in the state that he is, an adult would be exempt, so therefore right now he would also be exempt and there would be no chiv of chinuch for such a child. Mishnah continued and said, so we had a machlekes, another machlekes b'shamas hill, regarding in general these halachas of this mesechta chagiga, like the title of the mesechta, shama chagiga, and the oilis ri'ah, which is what we opened up with in the beginning of this parak, this mesechta. B'shamas, I mean, the school of shama said, as we quote from a mishnah, ha-ri'ah shtei kesev, the oilis ri'ah, that oil, the totally burnt sacrifice you bring when you appear by the azara on the yomtiv, has to be 2 silver coins, but that of the chagiga only 1. B'chul etc., which Basil disagreed and said the exact opposite, that the chagig is the more expensive and the ri'ah is the less expensive one. So the term on the Bryce elaborates on this machlekes. B'shamim, the school of Shammai say, as we said in the Mishnah, ha-ri'ah shtei kesev, the oilas ri'ah is 2 silver coins, the chagiga, that of the shalmi chagiga, the shlamim, brought on the yamtiv, is only ma'a kesev, 1 silver ma. And the reason is, B'shamim explains why. Shari'ah oila kuloi ligvaya, because the ri'ah is an oila, it gets totally burnt for Hashem. So that's very chashev. Whereas the chagig is not all of it burnt for Hashem, only certainly more certain sacrificial parts. So therefore, that's less of a chiv, that could be half the price. V'oid, additionally, mitzina batzeres, we find regarding shavuos in the parash of Shoyer Chesev, shariba ben akasev, ba'oilos, yesem mibishlam, we find in shavuos, there is, when we have both oilos and shlamim, we have more oilos than shlamim. Where it says, oh, but then the pasuk v'kraftim al alechem, you're going to bring when you bring the breads, which are the shtei alechem brought by Shavuos, shivas kavasim tmimim, 7 unblemished lambs, upar b'mokar echad, and 1 young bull, ve'il mishnayim, and 2 rams, yu oilu lashem. Those are all oilus. And it says, ushnei kavasim neishon al zebach shlam, only 2 lambs that are a year old for the shlam. So we have much more oilus than shlam, so therefore we see the increase is more than the oilu than the shlam. Bisalem, they disagree. They say, no, ha-ri'iyah ma'kesef. No, the oilus ri'iyah is only 1 silver ma, v'chagiga shtei kesef, but the shlamim of the chagiga is 2 silver coins. And he explains those are 2 reasons. Shechagiga yeshin lefnei hadibur, because this korban chagiga was brought before Matan Torah, before Hashem spoke to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai, which they brought a shlamim at the mountain, as it says in the pasuk Shemes Chavdal, v'yishlach has nabenei Yisrael, that they went and they brought this shalmi chagiga before Matan Torah even. So we see how chashiv it is. Now, actually, although this pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim, after that Aseret HaDibros were already said in Yisroel, but Rashi points out that was actually before that Aseret HaDibros, and what's known as Ein Muktim Me'uch BaTorah. There's no exact order of the Torah, as the Brisa teaches in Masechta Shabbat Pechesim and Aleph. Rabbi Yitzchak says, they came to Mount Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. Day 2, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and came down. Day 3, he went up and came down. Day 4, he came down and he didn't go back up again. Day 5, he built a mizbech and he brought a korban on it, so that's before Matan Torah. And day 6, when the Torah was given, and you don't find from when the Torah was given a building of the Mizbeach, rather that one that says Vishlach Esnar Bnei Yisrael. So therefore, that must be the one that was on day five before Matan Torah, which actually later on the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? There also was an Oila. So what are you saying that it was only a Chagiga that was before Matan Torah? The Oila was also before Matan Torah. But be that as it may, that's one reason that the Chagiga is primary because it was before Matan Torah, Mashenke B'ri'ir, which is not the case by the Oilas R'ir. But a second reason is Mitzina B'Nasi, and we find by the leaders of every tribe, by the Chanukah of Mizbeach, by the inauguration of Mizbeach, by the Mishkan, Shadi B'Nakosah B'Shalamim, yes, and Oilas, we find there were many more Shalamim than there were Oilas. Because it says in the Pasuk, Kalabaka La'ilah, when it talks about all the Oilas were 36, and V'chabaka Zevach HaShalamim, the total was 204. So you see that there's more of an increase in Shlam than Oilas, so therefore the Shama Chagiga is double the price of the Oilas Riyah. So that was Machlekes B'Sham Mishil. So the Gemara wonders now regarding each opinion, B'Sil, my temel Amir K'B'Shama. Why don't they say like B'Shama? B'Shama has two legitimate reasons why the Oilas Riyah is more important. So on that says B'Sil as follows. The Ka'amr, this that you said, Ri'i Adi for the Oilas Riyah is better because the Oilas Kul Likvay, because the Oilas goes totally to Hashem. Adrabah. To the contrary, Chagiga Diva, that's the reason why Chagiga is better. The Isbe Shtei Achil is because it has two consumptions. Not one consumption for the Mizbeach, it has the person eating it and the Mizbeach eating it. And the comment regarding the second point that you said, the Nail of Matzeh Shri Shalom of Mishvu, is that there's more Oilas than Shlamim? No. Don in Karban Yachin mi Karban Yachin. We learn an individual's carbon, which the Nasim were the individual Nasi's carbon, and Ri'i Chagiga is also an individual person's carbon. So you learn out the Ri'i and the Chagiga from the Nasim, which, as Basil had said, that actually there was more shlamim than oilas. Vein done carbon yachim and carbon. We don't learn that individual's carbon from that of a public carbon because the kibbutz atzeres, the you comparing it to carbons and shvus, those are carbons tiba, those come from the trumas lishka, from all of Klal Yisrael's money. So we're not going to learn that from atzeres when we can learn from the same. Nothing more goes to the other pin. Why doesn't Mesham say like Basil that the primary is the Shama Chagiga? So he goes on both points of Basil. The Ka'amath is that you said Chagiga Adif, that the Chagiga is better because the Yeshlof Ne'adif, because, oh, you see how Chashab it was there even before Matan Torah. What do I mean? Ri'i Nami Yeshlof Ne'adibr. The Oilas Ri'i was also before Matan Torah was given because there was an Oila there too, and says Mesham that was the Oilas Ri'i. And the Ka'amrid, because that's what they were presenting themselves and seeing Hashem, essentially what it is by the Yom Tov when we come to the Beis Hamikdash, is exactly what they had by Har Sinai. With the Ka'amrid, and the second point that you said, the Nelef from the Nesim, Shalom from the Nesim, no. Don and Dava HaNoig L'Doris, we can learn that something that applies for all future generations, Mid Dava HaNoig L'Doris, for something that also applies to all future generations. The Oilas Ri'i and Shama Chagiga is for all time, so too are the Kabbans of Shavuos. Vein done the Dava HaNoig L'Doris, not going to learn something that applies for three generations of the Oilas Ri'i and Shama Chagiga, Mid Dava She'en and Eglidus, something that was not for all generations, the only one time thing in history, that of the Nesim. So therefore, that they say that no, you can't learn that from the Nesim, rather, you learn that from Shavuos. But then the Gemara says, Ubis Hill, asking the question we had alluded to earlier, Maishnud Chagiga. What are you saying that Chagiga is different? It's more important. The Yeshlev Ne'adibar, because it was there before, they brought it before even Matan Torah. So this is a buzzing in Shemais. The Yizbuchu Zvachim Shlam, they slaughtered Karban Shlamim, which we explained has to be that it was a day before Matan Torah. But Riyan Nami Hoksev, but regarding the Oilas Riyah, it also says they have a yellow Oilas, they brought Oilas. So when you're saying that they're appearing in front of Hashem, that's the Chagiga, so then that means the Oila, there was also the Oila Zriya. So why does it make the Chagiga better? Says the Gemara, the Ksav B'Yisrael, the school of Hill held that Oila Shekri B'Yisrael B'Midbar, that Oila that the Jews brought then in the Midbar, Oila is Tumid Havya. That was the daily sacrifice, what we call the Karban Tumid, which is an Oila, which is an obligation of every single day. That you cannot learn out regarding the Oila Zriya. Because that's Oilas Tamid. Oilas Ri'i is a momentous thing that you bring by when you come and you appear every once in a while. That was what the Shlamim was Shama Chagiga. So you see the Shama Chagiga is more important than the Oila because that Oila over there was Oilas Tamid. And that wouldn't prove anything regarding the Oilas Ri'i. Whereas the Beis Shammai, the Beis School of Shammai, hold that no, Oilas Shekribi Soba Mid, but the Oila that they brought then in the Midbar together with the Shlamim, where Oilas Ri'i have, which that's because it says V'yechazu Eslakim, that says that they saw God, and that Oila, it's not a regular oila of a daily oila. It was oilas ri'a, just like you're saying v'shamei chagiga. And therefore, they disagree. They say you can't learn out because it was before, because so too was the oilas ri'a before. Now, Amar Abaye, he makes a comment. He says, so it comes out b'shamei, v'rebbe Elazar, v'rebbe Shmuel, those three schools, kulu svilu, they all hold oilas shekrivi so b'mid, but the oila, the totally burnt sacrifice that the Jews brought in the desert, oilas ri'a havia, was an oila of when one appears and sees God's presence. Whereas the Beis Hill, but the Kiva, but the Galili, Kulu, all those three Tanam, they Sevilu, they hold, no, the other way. Eilu Shekivu Zoba Mid, but the oil that they sacrificed in the desert, Eilu Tamin Havi, it was the daily sacrifice oil, and there was nothing to do with the Eilu Shriya. So, from the two opposites, Beishamai and Hillel, then we know already. So first go in the list of those who hold that it was Oilis Re'iyah. Beishamai, that it was Oilis Re'iyah Hadamon. That's what we said before, that they disagree with Hillel. Would we find Bishmol saying this idea? So the time like learn the Brisa. Shmuel Lami says the following idea. It says, Kololos Nemru B'Sinai. That there were many things that were said at Har Sinai unspecified. They weren't clearly went through in all the details, but they were explained later on after the Mishkan was erected, the Oil Moed, where then it was explained in greater detail because, let's say by Mount Sinai, they didn't specify all the halachas of the Avodah, what was necessary. It just says right after, actually, in Parshas Yitzchak, right after the Luchas, it says, Mizbech Adomatasli, an altar of earth. You should make for me, you should bring sacrifice, oilas and shlam. It doesn't say how much blood, the skinning of the animal, the dismembering of the oilas, the sacrificing of the sacrifice of Patsa Shlam. It doesn't say all that. It just said a klal, just said a general rule by Har Sinai. Now it's continued with Beis. But the specifics were then later on said to Moshe Rabbeinu in the tent of assembly in the Mishkan. Once it was erected, then Hashem spoke to him from the Kapiras and he explained to him everything as it says in all the Psukim, which are in the later parashas, Vayikra, El Moshe, and he spoke to him from the El Moed, saying that's the whole Taras Kainim, which is Sefer Vayikra, all the halachas of Karban explained, and so too all the things are later on explained in specifics in the Torah. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he says, no, Kalalos Upratis Nemru B'Sinai. No, everything was said by Har Sinai, the general and the specifics. But the Nishna Boil Maid, it was repeated a second time by the Mishkan. But whatever it says over here was said over here, even though it's not written. And then the Nishtal Shlub Arvis Mayav was actually then taught a third time in Arvis Mayav, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Kalal Yisrael on the last days of his life. Like it says, Be'iva Yard Me'etz Mayav, Hoyu Moshe Beis Atara, that's Mishnah Torah, repeats it another time. That's what we know as Sefer Devar. Okay, so that's the machlekes. But one thing says the Gemara, if you would entertain to say according to Bishmol, the oila should be so by midbar, that the oila that the Jews brought in the midbar was oilas tomet havia, was the daily oila that we bring every single day, which is an obligation for all future times from Hashem. So mi kemidi, could it be such a thing? Did mikara that in the beginning, before the Mishkan was erected, loy boyi hefshet v'nituach, that such a carbon tomet didn't have to be skinned, didn't have to be dismembered, which we said that wasn't said yet. And that was that would be one of the examples that was only taught later on specifics. So, and this was before the Mishkan was built, because it was actually by Har Sinai. And there'll be safe by Hevshim in the Tuch, and that later on, once the Mishkan was built, then suddenly the carbon tomet switches and you need to skin it now, you need to dismember it. Can't be was the carbon tomet, because then how can we make such a radical shift? Obviously, that oila that they brought was oila Sri'iyah according to Bishmal. And it's from themselves that they brought it. Oh, that could change, because the taste explains, even though you're right, even though the oila Sri'iyah really does, like all the oilas, require to be skinned and dismembered, but it's not difficult because it doesn't say in the context of that oila. But that of the carbon tumet, which is the primary halacha being taught over there, that wouldn't make sense to have shifted, and therefore must be that Rabbi Shmuel held, like that of Beishamai, that the oila that they brought then in the midbar was oilas Sri'iyah. Because the Oilas Tamid, since he says only the clothes were Nemru, we didn't know any specifics. That means when the Mishkan was erected, suddenly we have new specifics that we weren't doing up until now. Can't be that they brought up until now, because we would never have made such a radical shift in the carbon that was already being brought. Must have been it was never brought until actually it was specified in the Mishkan. Now, the third opinion of Elazar, where do we find that he holds also that the Oilas was Oilas Re'iyah? The Tanakh learned the Braisa. It says in Pasuk Bamidbar that Oilas Tamid, this is the daily burnt sacrifice, Hasui Bahar Sinai, that was done by Har Sinai. He explains, what does it mean it was done by Har Sinai? Maaseh nemru b'Sinai. Its actions were said by Sinai that this is what you should do. But it itself actually was not sacrificed. And because the oila that the Bechiris, the firstborns, actually sacrificed was the oila Sri'iyah. And therefore he said that's why he qualifies that pasig that it wasn't sacrificed. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he disagrees. He says, no, Karvet actually was sacrificed. V'shuv le'paskan, yeah, and then they never stopped from Har Sinai when they did bring the oilas of the Tamid, and because he holds, like we'll see shortly, like the school of Hill. Now, Eleman Mekam said, then what do I fulfill the pasuk in Amos that says, Hazvachim, the karbonis, umincha, and the flower offerings, Hegashtim li bamidbar, do you think you brought me in the midbar, arbam, shana, basis, all 40 years by the Jewish people? Ah, you think you brought? Which, like in the wonderment terminology, which sounds like as if they didn't sacrifice because they were scorned. But I thought you said, Bishub Paska, that Rabbi Kiva is addressing this question himself, and that they never stopped bringing it. I thought it sounds like 40 years in the midbar they didn't bring Karbanas. On that he answers, says Shivta Shel Levi. You're right. It was only the tribe of Levi, of the Bidazar, that didn't worship idolatry. Hey, Nikrivo Esa, they went and they brought it from themselves. But that's what the Pasuk Amos is referring to, the rest of Jewish people that they didn't bring, but essentially the carbon tumma was never stopped from when they started. So those were the three opinions that held that the Ayla that was brought in the Midbar was the Ayla Sariya. However, Beis Hill, that held that the carbon Ayla that they brought by Sinai was the carbon Tamid, Hadamar, that's what we said before, that's why they only hold Chagiga was before Har Sinai, and not the Ayla Sariya. The second opinion, Bekiva, Hanamidamar, we mentioned him before also, that he said clearly that, as we just mentioned right now, that it was actually, that when it says Ayla Tamid Hasui Bar Sinai, it actually was done, and therefore the Ayla was the Ayla of the Tamid. And basically, the third opinion, the Tanakh learned a Brisa. Basically, he says, Shalosh mitzvahs nistavi yisrael ba'leisam l'regel. There were three mitzvahs that a Jew is commanded in when he comes up to the base of Mikdash by the Yamtim. You have Re'iya, the Ayla's Re'iya, V'chagiga, the Shalom V'chagiga, and V'simcha. That's also a Shlamim, known as Shalmi Simcha, which is if a person does not have the meat of a shlamim, of let's say a neder or a nadava that he donated whatever at any time of the year that he brings on the yomtiv, and neither does he have ma'isa behema, then he has to bring a special shlamim from his own or from his ma'isa sheni monies, but he has to have meat to satiate himself because the joy on the yomtiv is only with meat. Those are three karbanas that are obligations on a person. Now, basically explains there's something unique about each one. Yesh b'ri'iyah she'im b'shtem. There is a halacha by the oilus riyah that you're not by the other two. And you have something that applies to the Shama Chagigah that doesn't apply to the other two. And you have something that applies to the Shama Simcha that does not apply to the other two. As he explains, you have by the Oil Shriya that does not apply to the other two Shri'iyah, because the Oil Shriya, Oil Kulig Ligvaya. It's all totally burnt for Hashem on the Mizbech. Regarding the other two, which is Shama Chagigah and Shama Simcha, they're both Shlamim, which not all of it is burnt, it's eaten by the owners. You have something for the Shama Chagigah that does not apply to the other two. Because the Karma Chagigah was before Hashem even spoke to us at Har Sinai. That was the Shlam that the firstborns would sacrifice, even though it wasn't on the Yom Tov that they sacrificed it. But it's still called the Chagigah because it's regarding that the Pasuk says in Shema Yisrael, Yichigubli Bamidbar, that they're going to have a celebration in the Midbar, which was said to them in Mitzrayim. So again, that's like Beis Hill that holds that you see the Shama Chagiga was before the Matan Torah, in contrast to the Eilas Re'iya, which obviously, if you're saying that, oh, Chagiga is unlike the Eilas Re'iya, which was before Hadibur, obviously the Eilas Re'iya was not. So, but doesn't it say that they brought the Eila? Obviously it has to be like Basil, that Eila was a carbon tamid. And therefore saying Mashen Kim Mishtem, whereas is not the case by the other two, Shama Simcha wasn't before Matan Torah, and the Eilas Re'iya also was not before Matan Torah. And then finally, Yesh B'Simcha, there's something that applies to the Shami Simcha. Masha'ein B'Shtem, that does not apply to those other two karbanas. Sha'Simcha Neheges Ba'Noshim U'Ba'Noshim, because this Shlam that you have for joy applies to the men and to the women, because it says, V'Samachta Ato U'Visecha in Devarim Yudalad, that everyone has to celebrate. Masha'ein B'Shtem, which does not apply to the other two karbanas, because those are mitzvahs such as Ma'Grama, those are time-bound Pasuk commandments of Oilas Re'iya and the Shami Chagiga, and the Pasuk does not include women for them, and therefore each one has something unique. But again, we see ultimately, basically holds, like Beis Hill, that the Oila in the Midbar was Oilas Tamid, and not that of Oilas Re'iya. Now the Gemara goes back to ask an Abaya. He had previously said this, that B'Shamai, Rabbi Shmuel, those three hold like that, and then you have those three that say like Beis Hill. But one of the opinions was Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds like Beis Shammai, that the Oila in the Midbar was the Oilas Re'iya. Says the Gemara, wait, Rabbi Shmuel, Abayo, you're saying Rabbi Shmuel, my time of Komukmas like Beis Shammai, why are you saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds what's called the Loike Hilchasa? Because generally, whatever Beis Shammai says, when he disagrees with his Hill, it's like not even the Mishnah, we don't even consider that at all. So why are you saying that Beis Shammai is why are you saying Rabbi Shmuel is like Beis Shammai? Because you heard Rabbi Shmuel say that only the klalim, the general ideas, were said at Har Sinai, but the specifics were not said by Sinai. And you had a difficulty, and you said, Isak, if you think to entertain, that Oila Shakubi Soba Midbar, that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar was Oilas Tamid, Havi was the carbon of Oilas Tamid, that like Beis Hill holds, Mikamidi said, is there such a thing? That originally does not require to be skinned and dismembered because those specifics were never said till later. It wasn't at the time of Har Sinai because only the general ideas were said then, which is just bring a carbon. And that, and at the end, you have to skin it and dismember it? Obviously, you said, must be that it means the Oilas Re'iya they brought, which is like Bishamah, because the Oilas Tamid cannot have been brought then, because then you would have had to make a shift in the actual Oilas Tamid, which doesn't make sense. However, on that the Gemara is asking, for that reason alone, you didn't have to say Yibishmol holds like Bishamah. Why? Because Vahari B'Yisei Glili, we actually find he actually says this explicitly, this idea. Damari says, Oyla Shekribi Soba Midbar. He says, what was the oil that the Jewish people burned in the Midbar? Oyla's Tomet Havye. It was the oil of the Karmet Tomet. And even so, we know he holds regarding the oil of the Tomet that Mekor Leiboy Hefshim Netuach. That in the beginning it didn't require, yeah, the question you're asking, is there such a thing? Yeah, he says clearly that it did not require to be skinned and dismembered, only Lebesayf Boy Hefshim Netuach, only at the end did he require it to be skinned and dismembered later on. Because the Tanya learned the Braisa. Basically, I mean, he says that Oila, which the Oila is Tamid, Shekribi Soba Midbar, because that's what he holds, they basically hold that what they sacrificed in the Midbar was Oila's Tamid, ain't it two and a half Shevnituach? No, you're right, it didn't require to be skinned and dismembered. Levishain half Shevnituach, Elam Oil Maid Ba'elach, because he holds like those who said there was only specified later on in the Oil Maid, and only then was it required to be skinned and dismembered. So how are you asking Bishmael, how could he have said such a thing? It must be he doesn't hold like that because how could he have shifted? Rabbi Zigli clearly says that there was such a shift. So the Gemara says, right, Sami Mekan Rabbi Shmuel, I have to delete from here Rabbi Shmuel. He's not one of those three who held like Beis Shammai that the Oila in the Midbar must have been the Oila Sariyah, because Oila Tamad, how could it make sense? Basically, he actually says that clearly that there was such a shift and there was not a riot. Now, going back to the Pasuk we had mentioned before, parenthetical, once we brought that in, the Gemara has Boy Rav Chizr. Rav Chizr has the following question. Hi, Kura, that Pasuk we brought before, Hey Chig Sif, how is it written? Meaning, how do you understand this pasuk in Shemais? It says, V'yishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael. This is the pasuk we're referring to, that, oh, this was the firstborns went and brought these karbanas, where it says oilis and shlamim, which we were discussing, what the oil is, but the shlamim, everyone agrees with the shlamim chagiga. So it says, the youth of the Jewish people, they sent, and v'yalo oilis, they brought totally burnt sacrifices. What is those oilis? Would you say, and it doesn't say this word there in the pasuk, but would you say that refers to kavasim, lambs? And then when the pasuk continues, it says, that they brought karbanos to Hashem, that's what the pasuk says. And the pasuk says this, parim, they were bulls. Maybe no. Maybe they were both bulls. So the question is, how do you read the pasuk? Is it like two different ideas, or it's one big idea that the bulls are going not only back on the shlam, but also on the oilas? So the Gemara says, what's the practical ramification of this question? So Mazut, he says, it's lepisuk taimim. I mean, the reason why we're asking the question is because, okay, whatever was. Why do we have to know that? No, it's either because to know how to have the nigun of the, when you have the stopping of the tune, which if you say that it was actually two different species, the oil and the shlama, so you would have to put on the vayalo oilois, like a stop, like a nasnachta, like, or a zakev katan, it's a tune that stops from what's coming after that. But if it was the same species, then you have to read it from one of the other time in which don't stop, like a pashto or a v, you would have to continue it. So therefore, that's the relevancy to know how to have the niggun if it was one or is actually two different karbanas. Or another interpretation of Acha, but it Avami says, the difference is, lo'imer, if someone says, harei oily, says, I'm taking upon myself a carbon oila, ka oila shekribi soba midbar, just like the oil that just brought in the midbar. Oh, my, what should he bring? Parm Havu, were they bulls? Because when it says Parm at the end was not just on Shlomo, it was on the Oilas. Or Gvasim Havu, maybe they were lambs, because it doesn't say. If you read the Pasuk within the Snachta, it says that they sent Menei Yisrael Beyal Oilas, stop, which could be lambs. And then Meizbuk Zachav, and Shlomo Hashem is Parm. So, therefore, that's the question. And that says the Gemara, Teiku, let it stand. It's not clear what the Allah would be in that situation. And that would be the relevancy of that question. Was it Gvasim or was it Parm?